brings fulfillment to each one. Yeah, what's up? This your boy, the revolutionary CBO, the automatic. You know, welcome to the Comrade Podcast. Call in and leave a message. Today's subject, what do you think about the Black Panther movie? Call in and leave your comments. Give a big throwaway salute to your city, your country, wherever you're from. We'll get back at you in a minute. Part to the people. When he had to say about a revolutionary, got to have love in his heart. You feel me? So that's something that a lot of people, in my opinion, forget about. They want to just be like, fuck the government, this and that, this and that. But they forget the love, you know what I mean, that it takes to move the struggle forward, you feel me? But that's what it is, you know? My favorite line in the movie, of course, is, "You cannot speak colonizer." Ah, man, I think those words are so powerful. That's like the new Fifth Amendment, something like that. You know what I'm saying? Plead the Fifth. But you ain't got to do that. All you got to do is say, "You cannot speak colonizer." What's up? The callers want to know, what's up? Get that new CBO to automatic. You feel me? All right. Moving on. We back. Black Hollywood. Yeah. I think we need a real Black Hollywood, like how they got. We need Black America Wood, like how they got Nollywood in Nigeria. We need an African American Hollywood, where Africans and African Americans, Afro Latinos, etc., produce and do everything for the films, and it's just a mecca for Black entertainment. You know what I mean? Like, that should be the goal. All the movie actors should put their money together, rent out some land, and do the Black Hollywood, make it a reality. Okay, let's see. That's how I feel about it. Kings and queens. We got real kings and queens. Like me, myself, my ancestor was a real king from Africa, King Awusa Holiday. You know what I'm saying? I have real bloodline. So when I say I'm a king, I really mean it. I was born a prince from birth. Not just me, you know what I'm saying? It's a thousand others like me, you feel me? And we are kings and queens, for real. And by us being kings and queens, we have to behave like kings and queens. That means, I know our minds have been tricked for the last 400 and something years, and we've been going through the rinse and the wash and this and that. It's all good. It's all love, you feel me? So we just need to come up out of that spell and get it together. You know what I mean? Parts of people, it's the Comrade Podcast, Rap Panther Party Radio, 24/7 hip hop and R&B. Yada, 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 et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. 10-point platform all day. People reactions. I think it was entertaining. You know what I'm saying? I think it was fun to hear people arguing back and forth, showing their passion for the Black Panther Party and all that. You know what I'm saying? And it was something we all were passionate about and everybody cared about, so it was all love. Yeah. Okay. But people want to know, who's the real Black Panther? Ah, good question. My answer to that is, I'm the real Black Panther. You the real Black Panther. You know what I'm saying? We the real Black Panthers. You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, the real Black Panther Party, self-defense, Oakland, California, the real Panthers, you know what I'm saying? UEP Newton, Bobby Seals, Lil Bobby Hutton, your feet on the concrete, you do the work. You know what it is? You know what I mean? I'll tell you who is the fake Black Panther. It is the people talking all that nonsense. The haters. People who ain't got no love. You know what I'm saying? The counter-revolutionaries. Those is the fake Black Panthers, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Who am I? You feel me? Just CBO the automatic. This is the Rap Panther Party podcast. You feel me? I don't have no guests today. It's just me building. I took the listeners sent me their questions, and I'm just answering their questions, building on a few things about the Rap Panther Party, the Black Panther Party, the Black Panther movie. Not the Black Panther Party movie, but the Marvel movie about the Black Panther comic book character. What's up with Wakanda? The people want to know what I think about Wakanda. I think Black Americans, that should be their tribe. It should be from the tribe like Wakanda. Nah. I think Wakanda is a good thing to see so people can know that they can have land and can take back the land and they can own it and become owners of the land and not workers and don't have to bow down to capitalist arrogance and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna get too deep political. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. That's what I think about the Black Panther Party, the movie. Overall, on a scale of 1 to 10, I give it, I already seen it about 10 times already, so I'm gonna give it a 9, cause it has a spiritual effect, in my opinion, that goes beyond just the movie. And we'll see where we can go from here. All right, man. Peace. Power to the people. Power. What would I say? Power. You say power to the people. All power to the people. All power to the people. Yeah. Freedom now. You know what I'm saying? You understand? And I'm out. It's your boy. It's the Rap Panther Party Radio 24/7 Hip Hop Afro Beats Comrade Podcast.